Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Hong Kong at Jimmy Lai's trial. He's accused of advancing freedom. He's accused of meeting with the Vice President of the United States, Michael Spence, in the first tour for the Trump administration. He's accused of talking about freedom as the publisher of Apple Daily for many years. He's charged with crimes that are not crimes by the Hong Kong authorities at the direction of the People's Republic of China and Xi Jinping in particular. Gordon Chang and I speak with Mark Simon, longtime deputy to Jimmy Lai. Conversation with Simon Constable, who's in Toulouse, France. I learned that it's an ancient Roman Empire city. Walls everywhere from the Roman times. We speak of how the farmers are welcome in Toulouse in comparison to Londinium, London in the Roman times. Today, the farmers are not welcome. They're disdained. They're regarded as plunderers or some sort of negative force for Great Britain. And they're protesting how they're being treated by the new tax regimen recommended by Labour. Also a conversation with Bob Zimmerman, a special report about Starship number 6 test successful. And why that plastic banana was floating in the cargo bay. Conversation with Peter Husey, with Gordon Chang as my colleague, Peter Husey of Deterrent Studies, about what is the threshold for Russia about nuclear exchange and why did they lower it. Also, Brandon Weicker joins to recommend small arms to the millions of people in Taiwan. Make the whole island a hard target, not with major weapon systems, but with the opportunity for people to shoot back. Also, we learn about China's new aircraft, high-performance aircraft, Generation 5. Stealthy, J-35A, joining the J-20 and the J-10. General Blaine Holt, U.S. Air Force retired, apprises us of its capabilities. And then a conversation with Andrea Stricker of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about an incident in September, just passed, where the accusation by the key forces is that Russia sent a drone that dropped something like a hand grenade that was filled with CS gas, which is pungent smelling and very damaging to anyone who inhales it. Chemical warfare. And the Kief is taking the complaint next week to the Chemical Warfare Convention to condemn Russia. But Russia makes the same accusation against Kiev. They use chemical warfare. What is to be done? Andrea recommends keeping Russia out of the Executive Council of the OPCW. At least that's the beginning of the steps to discourage Russia from using CS gas on the battlefield. Tom Modley, writing an American thinker, former acting Secretary of the Navy, looks at Doge, Elon Musk, and Vivek Ramaswamy's idea and says it won't work. It's not a good idea, and here's why. 5 reasons. One of them is that you can't fire anybody in the federal government. You move them to some other job. Not very efficient. The workforce only grows. Michael Bernstam talks about the inflation level accelerating in Russia, consequence of the Keynesian militarism, the war economy. And then Peter Berkowitz makes recommendations of how to confront, contain, and combat the Chinese Communist Party come the new year and the new administration. Hotel Mars. Eric Berger joins David Livingston and myself to talk about, first, the success of ESA of Starship 6, but then about what is to be done about the SLS and the NASA manned space program that is years behind schedule, grotesquely over budget, and has a $2 billion price tag on the booster that that they throw away. That's right. What is to be done? Can you fire a booster? We'll find out. And then Ekaterina Zolotova joins from Moscow to talk about Abkhazia, the Republic of Abkhazia, breaking away from Georgia, but along the Black Sea coast with a vital rail link through it, some of which was destroyed in the war between Abkhazia and Georgia and has not been repaired, needs to be repaired in order to continue the traversing of Eurasia, not only north-south, but east-west, along the Black Sea basin coming from Georgia. I learn about Abkhazia for the first time, thanks to Ekaterina. There's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.